TBI.
Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Does anybody here even know what TBI is? It's sort of a question I'm asking people in Medford Square.
Sounds familiar.
It's traumatic brain injury.
No, it doesn't help.
I've been recovering from a traumatic brain injury for the past 6 months after tumbling from my very ancient one-speed bicycle while vacationing on Nantucket in July. I remember nothing of that day or the 8 days of hospitalization that followed. Responding Nantucket Police Officer Keith Mansfield later filled me in on some of it.
You were definitely not with it. You were on the ground, very injured, and pretty much what we're trained is, if it's an issue like that, time is of the essence.
Dr. Tim Lepre, general surgeon at Nantucket Cottage Hospital, deals with the golden hour in trauma, too.
My office is about 50 feet from the emergency room. My home is about 75 yards from the emergency room. I'm always here. So when you came in, the EMTs had done a tremendous job in protecting your neck and being sure that there wasn't a cervical spine injury, immobilizing you. And once we got the CAT scans and we saw the number of problems that you had, we felt it was very necessary to get you to a higher level of care.
Instrumental in getting me to that higher level of care, Boston MedFlight, now in its 27th year. A not-for-profit, Boston MedFlight works with all of the major medical academic centers in Boston.
I fondly often say that we're the only successful cooperative venture between all of them.
Suzanne Wadle is CEO and medical director of Boston MedFlight. Simply put, she says their mission is to take the sickest patients and link them with the resources they need.
One thing all of our patients have in common is that when they woke up in the morning, they never knew they were going to need our services.
And she is so right about that. Boston MedFlight took me by helicopter to Boston Medical Center in record time.
When it works right, it's sweet. If you can do it seamlessly, it just is very smooth because you can be in Boston really in an hour.
Dr. Lepre says on proverbial dark and stormy nights, he's had to take out the seats of a Cessna 402 for patient transport or wait for Coast Guard assistance. But in my case, I had favorable conditions and a flying ICU with John Plikas on board. I met him last October.
So then you were responsible for keeping me stable and...
More or less.
Yeah.
Keeping you out of trouble.
Yeah. Which is a tall order, I think, especially on this particular day.
In part two of Brain Injury, My Road to Recovery, interviews with the Boston Medical Center emergency team. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.